Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we hear from a food editor and recipe developer, Molly Bass.
My name is Molly Bass. I am a recipe developer, cookbook author, and video host, and I'm going to walk you through my recipe for chorizo and chickpea carbonara. So this dish is sort of my spin on the classic carbonara, which is an Italian dish that is pasta that's tossed with a really thick, cheesy, creamy, egg-based sauce, and there's usually guanciale in it, which is cured pork jowl, and lots of black pepper to cut through all of the fat from the eggs and the cheese. But my take on it kind of takes a little bit of a departure, almost goes into Spain in terms of its flavor profile by introducing dry cured chorizo and chickpeas into the dish. So to start, as with all recipes, you'll bring a large pot of heavily salted water to a boil. It should be salty like the sea. And then you basically make a egg and cheese mixture in a separate bowl, not in a skillet because we're not cooking it yet. And you're whisking together lots of egg yolks, 4 egg yolks and a whole egg, and lots of grated Parmesan cheese. So that's the base of your sauce that will get added back in later. And then you start to sizzle the chorizo. So I use dry cured chorizo in this recipe, so it's not a fresh sausage. I dice it up and I sizzle it in a Dutch oven until it starts to render out some of its fat and get kind of golden brown and crisp. And the oil that seeps out of it will be this like amazing rich amber color. And at that point, you add in a can of drained and patted dry chickpeas. And so the chickpeas then get to sort of like sizzle and fry in the chorizo fat for a couple of minutes, and they help soak up all of that flavor. And while that's all happening, you can cook your pasta. These things can happen simultaneously. It all comes together very quickly at the end. And then once the pasta is done, you'll drain it and you'll scoop out and reserve some of the pasta water, which is crucial to lightening up and thinning out the sauce, because things can get pretty tight when you add lots of egg yolks and cheese to pasta. You'll see that it will get pretty clumpy. And so you'll need that reserved pasta water in order to help thin things out. And so once the pasta is cooked, you'll add it into the Dutch oven with the chorizo and the chickpeas and some of the reserved pasta water, and then cooking over medium low heat and stirring constantly so that the eggs don't curdle, you'll start streaming in the egg mixture, and you'll just cook very gently and stir and stir and stir, and there will be this magical moment where you will see the raw eggs turn light and creamy, and they will thicken and it will turn into a sauce. And it's a pretty amazing thing to behold, so pay attention to that part of the recipe. If things are looking like they're a little bit clumpy and thick, add more pasta water until you get this really luscious, creamy sauce that's coating all of the pasta. And then you'll remove it from the heat and zest a little bit of lemon into it to brighten everything up. Again, there's a lot of smoky, fatty flavor in here. And then serve it up topped with more grated parm and lots of freshly ground black pepper.
Thanks to Molly Bass, who has just released her new book, aptly named Cook This Book. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.